Today, we're joined by Jim Harden. He's a reporter for the Rockwall County Herald Banner and the Royce City Herald Banner, and it's a Royce City issue that we'll be discussing today. With development and growth, highway expansions and improvements are a constant issue in our region, and State Highway 66 is no different. There's been some controversy about what future versions of State Highway 66 will look like in Royce City. Jim, we're going to look to you to explain that for us today.
There has been a pretty big controversy involving the widening and realignment of Texas Highway 66 from Rockwall through Royce City. The project would go from Texas 205 or Goliad in Rockwall, the stretch of the way through Royce City, and stop at Farm to Market 1777 in Royce City. The big problem has been the alignment where that highway actually would go from Irby Campbell Boulevard in Royce City through downtown Royce City.
Well, what was the plan for State Highway 66 that was first presented, and how did people in Royce City react?
Early this year, there was a meeting sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation where they revealed the route that highway would take. The most interest came from Royce City people because of the route that it would take. The proposed route would be, it was a couplet. The eastbound traffic would travel on a stretch of highway from Irby Campbell Boulevard through Royce City on Main Street. So that would be one way eastbound on Main Street. Then westbound traffic would take Church Street. That would go through a historic part of the downtown area, and that's what created the biggest controversy, the route that would take a lot of the historic homes and in that area. And the big opposition was that it would destroy the historical significance of Church Street in particular.
So who in Royce City objected to the plan?
Well, mostly the Church Street residents themselves. They're the ones who protested because they would lose their homes. Other people in Royce City who value historical significant homes and landmarks, they raised opposition too. I believe there were about 47 people who opposed that route. Main Street for eastbound traffic, Church Street for westbound traffic. And so because of that controversy, the city council backed up and said, okay, because of the controversy, we need to reconsider our preference. This route is what the city council in Royce City initially had presented as their preferred route for Texas Highway 66 through Royce City.
So the council went and reviewed all the options that the state had presented to them initially, and then what happened?
So the city manager, Carl Osselbrook, brought out 11 options that they could look at for a preferred route. And actually, there was a 12th option. That 12th option was to do nothing at all. In the process a few months ago, the city manager organized a committee of about 10 people, I believe, to look at all 11 or 12 options. And so at that point, this committee came up with two options. Number one was a route to use Burton Street that goes through downtown Royce City. And then the other possibility was to use the initial route of using Main Street for eastbound and Church Street for westbound. So that was taken to a public meeting. And of course, by this time, there are people who have started grassroots campaigns throughout the city to try to get the city to pretty much stop their plans to go through Royce City. And that was the major interest, was this is a historic community. This is a historic downtown. We don't want to do anything that would destroy that historical significance of downtown. So a few weeks ago, we had a community meeting. Quite a few people stood in opposition to any of the alternatives. And so after the public meeting, the mayor called for a motion. There was no motion. So the meeting ended abruptly with no motion. And so that's where we stand now. It appears with no action by the city council that the project will end at Irby Campbell.
And that's where the discussion ended, and that's where the project will end. With no options on the table that they liked, the city council in Roy City decided that the best thing to do was just have the Highway 66 improvements end on the west side of town at Irby Campbell Boulevard. And then once you get east of there on into Roy City, it'll be the same road that's there now. We've been joined today by Jim Harden of the Rockwall Herald Banner and the Roy City Herald Banner. He's been following this issue. Jim, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to explain this to us today. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.